Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is K. Jamal Jones. Welcome to another episode of The Empire Within. Today's topic, it's not issues, it's you. Issues, it's you. Issues, issues, issues. It's not issues, it's you. Listen, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to everyone who supports the work we do here with the Empire Within show. You all have been gracious on 6 continents, 35 plus countries around the world. We do not take it for granted. We're grateful that we have the chance to help you invest in your lives to becoming who you want to become. I recognize and I understand that this is a journey for all of us. So no one is above anyone. No one is beneath anyone. We're all on a separate individual journey to figure out who we are. And it just so happens that we get an opportunity to do it together in this dimension, right? So today's topic, it's not issues, it's you. You know, so many times in my life, when I think back on things that have transpired, things that have gone on, things that have happened, a lot of times I have individuals in mind when I think about a certain touch point or something that annoys me or something that irritates me. I have a face to go with the feeling, right? And I thought about this, and even as I'm saying it now, it's becoming revealed to me. Right, I'm having my own personal revelation, is that when I was going through those issues and feeling how I was feeling about the situation and those faces of individuals that I don't rock with pop up, you know whose face never popped up in those instances? My face. My face has never popped up when I reflected on something that I did not like, something that made me feel some type of way, something that made me sour towards an individual. My face has never popped up as the one that I have issues with. Now, to be totally transparent, this is not how I wanted to talk about this topic, but you know, I'm an open vessel. You know what I'm saying? I try to stay in a state of discernment, you know what I'm saying, in a state of constant meditation, being open to what God is saying to me, right? So I didn't plan to say that, but the reality of it is that, you know, when we think we have issues with other people, the issues are really not with anybody outside of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? It really doesn't come from someplace else. It really comes from within. And it manifests itself through the behaviors of the people that we're around. You know what I'm saying? So it's not issues. It's not issues. It's you. You know what I'm saying? It's not issues. It's you. I started playing in a men's basketball league about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I'm pretty much doing it because I love the game of basketball. But I really want to just get some exercise, get in shape, sweat, you know, and really, I just love shooting the basketball. I love playing the game. You know, I've been coaching the game for 10 plus years now. And the fact that I get an opportunity to play, you know, it feels good to be on a playing, to be on the playing side of things again, instead of just coaching. Right. And I was playing against, you know, someone, I don't know who this individual is, but he kept talking to me. He was talking. And at first I wasn't paying him any attention because I'm like, I don't even know this guy. Why is he talking to me? And when I finally like tuned into what he was saying, he was like, oh, I'm not worried about you. I'm just going to let you shoot. Then he said something like, I watched film. I watched the scouting report. I saw what you did last game. So I'm letting you shoot the ball. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with basketball, sports in general, but pretty much, if somebody says something like that to you, they're trying to get in your head and they're trying to tell you, well, I don't believe that you can do what you think you can do. Now, full transparency here. This guy's not good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be honest. Not good. A little bit shorter than me, about 6'3". Probably 250 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Strong guy. You know, but for lack of a better term, he's a bum. Right? He's a bum. So now in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm out here trying to get a sweat. I'm out here trying to run up and down. I'm out here trying to have fun with this. And here goes somebody who I don't even know, don't know this guy, talking to me about whatever, right? So immediately, once I came to understand what he was saying, I said, okay, give me the ball. First move, in and out, right? In and out means you dribble the ball inside and you bring it back outside of the defender that's playing defense on you, and you go to the basket. So I do an in and out from left to right, drive to the basket, score. I come back down. He's standing back, leaving me wide open. I hit a three. Boom. Come back down. Same side of the floor, left side. Hit another three. Boom. Now I got 8 quick points in like a minute, 30 seconds. So now I'm like, okay. So I start using profanity, right? And I think I said something like, yo, you can't F with me. Ba, 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 ba. You ain't S. You mother. Right? Now I'm revved up. I'm into it. And I'm sitting there like, man. So it had to take somebody saying something to you for you to get going. It had to take somebody who doesn't know you to push you, to make you realize who you are. How come you didn't just come with that before the game? How come you just didn't approach the game with that? So we go back to the topic, to the title. It's not issues. It's you. This podcast, this show is called The Empire Within. Why? Because we all have an empire within us. We all have an empire of opportunities, of blessings, of privileges. You know what I'm saying? Of health, wealth, love, success, peace, prosperity, money. Whatever you want, you have an empire of it within you. But you know, the flip side of that is you also have issues within you. I'll say that again. We also, on top of having an empire within us, we also have issues within us. So it sounds good to be like, oh, the empire within, yeah, we got an empire within. But you also got issues, you have things, you have stories that you tell yourself, things that you remember that made you feel some type of way. All these different things are within us. So because these things are within us, the first step to getting to the empire within, thank you, Lord, is being able to acknowledge the adversity. You got to acknowledge the adversity, no matter what the adversity is. You can't act like it's not there. You know what I'm saying? You got to acknowledge it. You know what? I'm not really living my life according to my plan. I'm not satisfied with where I am in this life. I know I can do better. I know I have so much potential to be more than what I am. I know that I can be healthier. I know that I can be wealthier. I know that I can have better relationships. I know that I can push myself a little bit harder. I know that I can drive that car that I say that I want. I really can make that happen. I know I can live in a house that I say that I want. I know I can really make that happen. I know I can have, you know, a better overall credit rating, a better financial portfolio. You know what I'm saying? Healthier relationships. You know what I'm saying? Healthier lifestyle, healthier living, healthier choices. I know I can do that. You know what I'm saying? But we have to acknowledge first the adversity. Yes, I know I can do it, but why don't I do it? Oh, well, I don't feel like doing it. Oh, well, then that's why you're not doing it, because you just don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So when you acknowledge the adversity that goes on in your life, let's try to acknowledge all those things that we do. Let's exclude everybody else for a second. Let's acknowledge the things that we do that hold us back. Let's be transparent about those things, right? And let's say, you know what? All right, I know this is a situation that is adverse for me. I know this has created adversity for me, right? But I'm not gonna make excuses about this. As a matter of fact, I recognize and I understand that the 3 A's to success, the number one A to success, because K. Jamal been teaching us this since 2018. the number one A to success is adversity. So I'm not going to get mad when I got an adverse situation. I'm going to use that adverse situation as fuel. I'm going to use that adverse situation as fuel. I'm going to make the necessary adjustments. What adjustments do I need to make? Maybe I need to increase my productivity. Maybe I need to decrease some of the activities that I've been doing. Maybe I need to be around different people. Maybe I need to get a coach. Maybe I need to get some advice. Maybe I need to expand. Whatever it is, I'm going to use the adversity as fuel, and I'm going to make the necessary adjustments, right? Whatever those adjustments are. So now, instead of me using my adversity as, oh, an excuse, I'm using it as something that's going to get me to the next level, and I'm making the necessary adjustments, whatever those adjustments are. And when I make those adjustments after acknowledging that adversity, now it is inevitable. Everybody say inevitable. It is inevitable on 6 continents, 35 countries around the world. It is inevitable. It is inevitable. It is inevitable. It is inevitable that I stand on that platform of achievement. But like I always tell you with the platform of achievement, guess what? You can celebrate for a little while, but it's only the first level, because now there's another level of adversity that you got to deal with. There's another level of adjustments that you have to make. There's another platform of achievement. And when you live life and when you go through the ups and downs of what this beautiful life brings us, you recognize and you understand that it is a cycle of adversity, adjustment, achievement. Adversity, adjustment, achievement. Adversity, adjustment, achievement. Adversity, adjustment, achievement. It's a cycle and it continues. But the great thing about it is that as you continue to build on each level of adversity, making the necessary adjustments and standing on the platform of achievement, you give yourself more and more foundations to build upon. And then you become strong and fortified and no different than a large tree with deep roots. Now you continue to grow up. You get stronger. It doesn't mean that the situations stop happening. It just means that you're able to deal with them more. And now you have a solid foundation to stand on because of all the things that you've gone through and endured, and that adversity and that adjustment and that achievement. And it builds continuous levels of success through adversity that you can build upon. You know what I'm saying? So now when we talk about issues, ain't no issues. It's you. It ain't no issues. It's you. It ain't no issues. It's you. When this dude was guarding me, so-called guarding me, I was doing things with the basketball that I wanted to do. He didn't stop me from doing anything. I scored when I wanted to score. If I didn't score, it was because I missed. It wasn't because of anything that this individual did. You know what I'm saying? I was missing shots on my own. I was turning the ball over on my own. You know what I'm saying? I was scoring on my own. It wasn't because of what this person was doing. This person was just physically standing in front of me, but the reality of it is that it was me against me, as it always is, right? And in our lives, thank you, Lord, it's always you against you. It ain't you against nobody else. It's you against you. It's you against you. It's you against you. It's you against your old self. It's you against your new self. It's you against the person you want to be. It's new against the person you think you are. It's you against you against you. It ain't issues. It's you. You know what I'm saying? And it's no issues. It ain't no issues. It's you. You know what I'm saying? So we got to understand that on this journey to success, doesn't matter what anybody thinks. If you believe it, it's done. It don't matter. And I hate to say this, but it's the truth. It doesn't matter what mommy says, daddy says, sister, brother, cousin, grandmother, grandfather, auntie, uncle, family member, friend. Doesn't matter what they say. And I'm talking about positive or negative. You know what I'm saying? We're grateful for the support, but it's not about the support. Just like it's not about the people that don't support. It's about you. It ain't issues. It's you. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone who subscribes to The Empire Within. We're grateful for the support from Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all places where podcasts are held. We're grateful for the support from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also grateful for the platform of YouTube. I have over 200 videos on YouTube. All you have to do is type in my name, Kenyon Jones. That's K-E-N-Y-O-N Jones. And all those videos will pop up. My mission is to empower, encourage, inspire, and educate you to being the best you that you want to be. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your continued financial support. And God bless.